USA News. I'm John Schaefer. There is no government consensus on the origins of COVID-19. National Security Spokesman John Kirby.
The president made trying to find the origins of COVID a priority right when he came into office. And he's got a whole government effort designed to do that.
Kirby responding to a new report from the Energy Department that concluded with low confidence COVID leaked from a Wuhan, China lab. The air is improving for residents of East Palestine, Ohio.
All of the train cars have been removed from the site of the derailment. And as the Ohio EPA's Ann Vogel says, this allows investigators to delve deeper.
We can now excavate additional contaminated soil and begin installing monitoring wells.
The EPA has conducted 578 home entry air screenings in the community.
I continue to be pleased that there have been no exceedances for residential air quality standards, and outdoor air quality remains normal.
The agency's regional administrator, Deborah Shore, says any residents within the evacuation zone can get the air screenings. I'm Jerry Barmash.
People in Michigan gathered outside a private waste facility to protest toxic waste from the Ohio train derailment from being sent there. Waste from that train wreck in East Palestine was sent to the facility in Romulus, Michigan, without the public's knowledge. The jury in the South Carolina double murder trial of attorney Alex Murdaugh will visit the crime scene. Over objections from the prosecution, the judge ruled the jury will visit the Murdaugh estate, where Alex's wife and son were killed.
The court will allow a jury view.
The visit could happen tomorrow, with closing arguments taking place Wednesday. Former President Jimmy Carter's niece says he's still got some time in him. Carter is now receiving hospice care at his Plains, Georgia home. Leanne Smith telling Fox News that Carter is talking, eating, and even asked her to drop off some soup. This is USA News.
Attention, small business owners. This could be the most important 10-minute call you will ever make. You may be eligible to receive up to $26,000 per employee through the Employee Retention Credit. Call Omega Accounting Solutions to see if your business is eligible to recover payroll tax pay during the pandemic. All it takes is a quick, easy, free 10-minute consultation to determine your qualifications. Call Omega Accounting Solutions at 800-309-ERC. Omega's knowledgeable staff will streamline the process of filing complicated paperwork. Omega is the small business champion with teams dedicated to maximizing tax credits. CPAs even turn to Omega for ERC guidance. Take advantage of this exclusive small business tax credit before it's too late. The 3-year sunset deadline is setting soon. So find out if you qualify today. Call 800-309-ERC. That's 800-309-ERC. Or visit OmegaTaxCredits.com.
Identity theft is happening to more African Americans than other ethnicities. That's according to a new report from the Identity Theft Resource Center and the Black Researchers Collective. Derek Banks, owner of Freshly Faded Barbershop in San Diego, says the community is just not aware of scams.
We're not aware of all the pitfalls that other people have been aware of this entire time.
According to the report, 22% of African Americans said they were scammed out of between $500 and $1,000. That's compared to just 5% of overall complaints. And only 50% of black victims reported the crime to police. Ohio Governor Mike DeWine is walking around in a walking boot after breaking his leg while visiting the train derailment site in East Palestine last week. DeWine fractured his leg just above the ankle. Happened last Tuesday while he was visiting the Ohio Department of Health clinic that has now been set up near the derailment site. The IRS is extending the tax deadline in California.
The Internal Revenue Service has extended the 2022 tax filing deadline to October 16th for people in storm disaster areas of California. The extension applies to people living in counties where the disaster has been declared by FEMA. This includes individual income tax returns, various business returns, and the filings of tax-exempt organizations, normally due on May 15th. Among other things, this means that eligible taxpayers will also have until October 16th to make 2022 contributions to their IRAs and health savings accounts. I'm Julio Flores.
I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-485-8801. 800-485-8801. That's 800-485-8801.